Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Be Amazing podcast right here on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm excited you've joined me for another episode, and I cannot wait to share who my guest is today. So let's talk about the Be Amazing weekend happening October 15th and 16th here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm so excited. I want you to come join me. And right now, I want to highlight one event, the Be Amazing Showcase. This is an opportunity for you to come and celebrate your journey and share your story. And there have been people asking me, what does that mean? You don't have to be super fit. You don't have to be super lean. This is about your own personal health and fitness journey and celebrating benchmarks, celebrating accomplishments, celebrating just where you are right now in your life, and then sharing your story because you're going to inspire, encourage, and motivate someone else. There'll be all these women with you there to celebrate you, to encourage you. And then we have Paul Busetta, chief photographer for Strong Fitness Magazine. He'll be backstage getting all the behind the scenes so that you're going to have all these incredible memories to look back at and this moment of celebration. So go to beamazingweekend.com right now to register. Today, my guest is my friend, Molly Kajowski, and she is the owner of XL Fit. She's a certified personal trainer and health and fitness coach. Her mission is to truly motivate and inspire others to be better versions of themselves. And this really comes from a personal place with Molly. She shares her story of how fitness helped her cope with a loss, her father being diagnosed with schizophrenia, and her personal battle with depression. She has found hope and is on a mission to help others live a healthier and happier life. Get ready for this incredible conversation with Molly. Welcome to the show, Molly. I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Seals. It's very exciting.
It's always
so much. You invited me.
Well, yeah, and it's always so much fun when I get together with you because you, by far, since I met you, you're like top of my list of instructors of classes that I love to take and just admire so much. So this is super fun for me.
Can I just tell you that it means so much to me because when I first met you, I was like, who is this girl right here? Like walked in, you got six pack abs with this blonde bombshell. And I was like, who am I? This like small town instructor and this like fitness guru is walking into my class. But then I got to know you and I was like, you're amazing. You're actually super down to earth and motivating and energetic. And you're just a great spirit to be around. So.
Oh, well, nothing but good vibes between the two of us, because I think we have such a good time, like in your class. And like I told you, I can't wait to come take one. End of July is my plan.
I can't wait for you to come back.
I know. Well, before we really get into the conversation with you today, tell everybody a little bit about who you are.
Okay. Well, currently I am 40 years old. I live in Fort Mill, South Carolina. But I grew up in Oberlin, Ohio, which is a small town outside of Cleveland. It's about 30 minutes west of Cleveland. And I grew up with two siblings and a middle-class family. My dad was a lawyer. My mom was a teacher growing up. And I was involved in a lot of sports as a kid. And I loved to dance, but that was my passion. But I played some basketball and volleyball in high school. And I will say that, now I, like I said, I'm 40, I've got two kids, an almost 12-year-old and an almost 10-year-old. And, I've been married for 13 years, but, in high school, I was, like I said, involved in sports and dance. And I kind of hung around with, not the best crowd in high school. And I started dating somebody, which ended up being a super traumatic experience for me because, just as after I graduated from my freshman year in high school, I started dating someone who, was just an awesome person, but had a very traumatic past. And he ended up committing suicide my senior year of high school. So just as I was getting ready to graduate, he did that. And, after that happened, like I actually didn't walk. I didn't finish high school. I ended up finishing by homeschooling. And that experience for me just like really, it just really kind of made me feel very guilty for what happened, and kind of was of just a, I didn't have a great self-esteem as a teenager anyway. And after that happened, I just really just did not care anymore about myself. So it was like the time period where you're making plans for your future and you're going off to college or maybe whatever you plan to do after high school. And I didn't care. Like I chose a school that was about an hour and a half away from my house. It was Bowling Green State University. And I just think that I didn't have a drive at that point in my life. And I went to college and I just sort of sailed through college. I kind of just did what I had to do. I didn't push myself. I didn't excel, but I partied a lot and I didn't have any dreams or hopes or, you know, motivation for the future. I just kind of, and this is what, like, being a teenager and looking back, you know, and knowing a teenager's brain, they just see like what's going on right now. You know, it's hard for teenagers to see in the future. So when something like that happened, you know, I thought that was like the end, or like, you know, I didn't have thoughts of suicide for myself. I just kind of, you know, I didn't see ahead to like what was coming next. I didn't have, like I said, a major drive to move forward. So I just kind of sailed through life for the next four and a half years through college. I did end up graduating with a degree in physical education and dance. And then out of college was kind of a turning point for me, because I graduated with decent grades, but I don't know how, because I just, you know, like I said, I partied a lot and didn't take good care of my body or my health. And after college, I started working in a really upscale fitness center. And that was kind of a turning point for me, because not only did I get involved in fitness, I became the top trainer in the gym there. And I was like their first instructor, because it was just brand new. And I was kind of reaching out to people to get them to come to my classes. And that's when I met my husband. And another turning point for me was meeting him, because he saw in me what I didn't see in myself. He saw what I see in me now as like a charismatic, funny, silly, witty, thoughtful person. But I just, you know, it took him like loving me and supporting me and wanting to see the best in me. And then looking at him and this guy who has like this drive, he had a real job. He owned a business and he's like 24 years old. And I was like, my God, like this guy likes me. And so, yeah, that was a big turning point for me. So he was physically active. I was getting involved in, you know, I had a degree in physical education and dance, but I then really got involved in strength training and different formats of exercise. And that was just really life-changing for me, because I went from not caring at all about my health to really caring about what I was putting into my body and, you know, what I was, you know, being physically active and getting better sleep. And so, yeah, that was a big turning point for me. We lived in Ohio. I got married to him in 2007. And then we moved to Charlotte. I owned my own fitness business in Ohio for quite a while after I worked at that upscale gym. It shut down. And then I ran my own company called Empowerment Fitness. And then in 2013, we moved to Charlotte because my husband got a job transfer. So we've been here for 8 years and it's been awesome. But when we moved here, I was like, I'm not opening my own fitness business. Like, never again will I start from the ground up, getting all new clients and all that. But then in 2017, I was like, okay, I'm ready to do it again. Like, I'd been teaching at a couple different facilities in the Fort Mill area. And I was like, I want to do my own thing. I'm ready. So that's when I started Excel Fit with Molly. And that's when I started like an online fitness group that's still running today. It's been running for 4 years, which I'm super happy I had during COVID. But I'm doing that. And I'm running now personal training and small group fitness. I'm running wellness retreats And it's just been a lot of fun. It's been cool to just grow and build on the business here in Fort Mill, 4 years running. So I'm really excited and happy about that.
That's awesome. It's funny. I didn't even listening to you and listening to what you went through as a teenager and dealing with the kind of trauma that comes with that. That's a lot for anyone to handle, and that's a lot for someone so young. And then, it literally took you, it feels like it took you that 4 years to kind of process and find yourself. And that fitness has really been like the, movement, fitness, activity, you found your jam, and and it seems to be that was a healing time for you, and that's kind of your go-to for that.
It picked me out of a lot of dark spots, like the health and fitness aspect. I was definitely like on a mild antidepressant in college and after, but then after taking good care of my health, I didn't need it anymore. So I haven't been on a medication for, since 2005, probably. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. If anyone, as a teenager, if anyone that's listening, that's a teenager, and they think, oh my gosh, like I can't see into the future. I don't really have a drive for any specific thing. I don't have any talents or whatever. If you just push through and persevere and just stick it out, you will find your, what makes you special, because that's what I used to think about myself. And now, I know my talents and I know what I can do. And I just didn't see that when I was younger.
Well, and the fact that you can, like, you stopped your business at one point, you're like, I'm done, I'm not going to do it again. And then you pick it up years later. I think things move in seasons in our lives. Like, there'll be times for that. And there'll be moments where you can reinvent yourself. I agree with you about allowing yourself the time to find your fit, whatever that is, because you do have something. Like, everybody has uniquenesses and talents and gifts. And sometimes it just takes some time for them to show up, because I know, like, my son, he wanted to be, he went to film school and then decided that he wanted to do nursing. So he came home and that's what he did. But not everybody has that same vision or that immediate, like, I know what I want to be. Like, it takes
right.
time. It takes time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I definitely switched my majors like 4 different times, but it worked out. It works out. So anyone with teenagers that are struggling to, get motivated, or, you just got to stick it out. You got to push through and you'll find your niche.
That's it. And no pressure. Take all the pressure off. Let go of what you think you need to be.
It's hard. Or who you need to be. In it, though. It's hard when you're in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, all of this, because I want to talk about your family too, because you had something happen with your dad. Did this all happen, and I'll have you kind of get into that, but did this all happen at the same time? Were you dealing with multiple things going on in your life?
Yeah. So my junior year of college is when my dad had his kind of mental breakdown. Like I said, he was a lawyer. He had his own practice in downtown Cleveland. We have the gene of schizophrenia in our family, but a combination of, age, stress in his job, and the gene, it's very rare for somebody you find out they're schizophrenic that late in life. But my dad didn't actually have his mental break until he was in his mid to late 40s. And so I was a junior in high school when he kind of, he was actually driving. The breaking point was he was driving to work one day and he had like an anxiety attack, and he pulled over on the way to downtown Cleveland where his practice was. And he couldn't drive anymore. called my mom. And from then on, like, things just started to go downhill. So, and it's hard because, you know, my dad was, you know, he was a money maker. He was super intelligent. I mean, he still is, but, you know, he had a drive in him. He owned, you know, a seafood market. He was part of a Civil War society. He was super well-read, a lawyer. And then this started happening and he started becoming super paranoid. We didn't know what to believe because, you know, at one point he thought the FBI was following him and we're like, oh God, Dad, like what's going on? You know, we believed him. And then over time it started getting crazier and weirder and, you know, so I guess over time, and he was not diagnosed as a schizophrenic in the beginning. It took several years before that diagnosis came. So he was bipolar. He ended up, you know, washing dishes in a nursing home for a while. He kept a job for a while. And then, you know, slowly he just started deteriorating. So,
wow.
Yeah. Well, so all that happened around the same time. And I think that was just, I don't know. It was so stressful and traumatic. It was hard to deal with all at once.
Yeah. That all that had to have compounded. And then now you're in a place of, you know, health and wellness and, you know, your path. You're such a bright light. Nobody would know that any of that was what you have dealt with.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it took me a while to truly find out my passion, but, that kind of led me into being into health and fitness and caring about my body because I was so afraid of, you know, having this gene in my family for depression and schizophrenia. And I didn't want that to happen to me. You know, I clearly don't want that to happen to my children. So whatever we can do to help naturally defend that from our bodies, from our lives. So it's staying active. It's drinking lots of water. It's getting sleep. It's putting foods into our body that are, you know, not toxic and good for our guts because there's such a, you know, a brain and stomach and gut connection. So that was why I really got into it, like seriously, because of that issue with my family and depression.
What would you say to someone maybe that's dealing with that right now? That's like, you know, battled depression or there've been thoughts of a loss of hope or just, you know, just kind of in that state of mind?
Well, I mean, I know everybody is different and some people's depression is much more severe, but I think that, just leaning into other people and not being afraid to admit that you have like some, you know, you don't feel well, or, you know, you're not feeling positive about yourself or whatever, but leaning into other people and just taking that step, whether it's just talking to a good friend or going on a walk with somebody, or, you know, it's so powerful. Like until you do it, you don't realize how powerful it can be. And I listened to some podcasts about, you know, health and wellness. And I listened to one recently about the best ways to keep your brain healthy. And the number one thing you can do, according to this podcast, which I thought was fascinating, was that you can walking with a friend and just talking to them about your issues, concerns, troubles is the number one thing you can do to keep your brain and body healthy, because you're not only getting the physical walking and the talking while you're moving and the oxygen and the fresh air, but you're also having that, you know, connection with somebody else and talking, working through your problems and getting feedback from somebody else and connecting to somebody else. So that's, I would just say, you know, it's extremely hard, but just reaching out and finding support from others and just taking that first step, whether it's reaching out to a professional or surrounding yourself with people that already have goals that you want to work towards, or surrounding yourself with people that are motivating to you in whatever way, like whether it's physical fitness or health and wellness, or, you know, people that are just striving towards more in life and working towards business goals, you know, just connecting and reaching out to people, because I know it's really hard. It's really hard for people, and you feel so alone and you don't have the energy to even want to do that sometimes, but it's just like forcing yourself to do it.
Absolutely. I think that's the most important. I know that I gained so much from walk and talks. Like, those walk and talks have probably been some of my most true therapy sessions. And I'll just say this, when I was meeting with a therapist, because I've done therapy, when I was meeting with a therapist, I actually requested to go walk, because I was like, I need to walk and talk. I just can't sit. Yeah. I need to, like, there's something about movement and
it gets your brain working better, you know, and you can think more clearly and you can maybe express yourself even better while you're moving, whether as opposed to like sitting there and sitting still. And yeah.
No, I love awesome.
It. I yeah, still walk and talk all the time.
It's so important.
I highly recommend the walk and talk.
Right. So today, everyone, schedule your walk and talk. Yes. Get that walk and talk in. Like, you'll feel like 100% better. So with your dad, where are things now, or how did you continue on in your, you know, handling that?
Well, my dad is still at home with my mom. My mom takes care of my dad. It's been very challenging for her, and it's a sad story, because she's taken on the role of his caretaker for many years now. And I, just want the best of health for my mom too. So trying to find maybe a facility for my dad is the next step, but, currently he's at home, and, my mom is very social. And so during COVID, it was like, I was sad and nervous for her, because she wasn't getting out, you know, and seeing her friends, and she was being at home with my dad taking care of him. And so that really weighs down on her quite a bit. But I mean, he's the same as he has been for many years. He just stays home. He stays home and he does his same routine every day. If something breaks that routine though, he's not okay with it usually. So taking the next step to get my dad maybe out of the house is something that's really a scary step for the whole family.
What, and I ask you this because I feel like there's a lot of people that maybe have a family member, or maybe there's a friend or somebody in their life that is struggling with mental health. And, you know, what is your advice to someone that has that? Like, and you're talking about taking care of yourself, you know, what other advice do you have for someone?
Well, I think the hardest thing for me, and I think my family, is to not be upset with my dad, because he's a completely different person than he was that I grew up with. So it's kind of just like not blaming him because he doesn't help out, or he doesn't do anything. You know, he doesn't reach out to us. I mean, sometimes he does. He still loves us, and we know that. He expresses it when you see him and talk to him, but you know, he is not the same person. And so for so many years, we're angry with him. Like, why are you doing this to our mom? And why don't you get up and go for a walk? It's, you know, why don't you socialize with anybody, you know, but it's not his fault. His brain has changed and he can't control it. So I guess the number one thing I would say is just to not blame somebody for mental illness, because they can't help it.
I think that there's probably a lot of people that have been put in that position. And I think when it's a parent, that makes it really difficult, because you lean on that parent for so long to be, you know, protector, care, you know, they're been the caregiver. They're the one you look to. And so when things have to, you know, when things switch or something like this happens, it's a huge adjustment as a child too. And even as an adult, like, it's a huge adjustment.
And I kept like waiting for my old dad to come back, or like when I first met my husband, he never met my dad when he was completely healthy, but over time we've seen my dad decline. But you could see glimpses of my old dad at certain times when we hang out, and I kept wanting it, like, oh, I think he's getting better, you know? And then, you know, 6 months later, it'd be so much worse. So it's also the hoping that, like, you know, he's going to find the right medication or change back to what he was. And it's been so long now. It's like, I don't think that anymore, but it's hard to come to that realization. And some people can change. Some people can find the right medication or the right therapies. And I know there's new things going on all the time, but for him, it's been so long and he's not willing to take a new medication and, you know, screw that all up again. And I don't blame him, because when he does, things go off the rails. So it just is what it is now.
And then it sounds like you're a huge support for your mom.
Yes. I mean, I try to be. She's a very strong person, and she takes so much on herself, and she lives in Ohio. I live in Charlotte. But yes, I support my mom 100%, and she's amazing. She's such a role model for us as a, you know, her kids and for her grandkids, and she's incredible.
That's awesome. Well, I thought this was so important to share this part of your story, because most people that meet you would never even know that you have had, like, that you've had some of the challenges you've had in your life. And, you know, I think it speaks to not only the person that you are, but like the community that you've created. I am like, I love every picture you post. I love seeing the women that you have, that you are lifting up within your own community, and how you have, you've just built this incredible group. And I want you to share about that. Talk about your group of women.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I do feel like, the things I post are authentic to me, and anything that, like, I don't know, excites me or encourages me or motivates me, I want to share it with others. And so fun is my number one thing with my business. Like, we're silly. I want people to be comfortable when they get here and just be themselves. So I think I've created, like, I'm really proud of the community I've created, because I just feel like it's a supportive group of people that are authentic. They're not intimidating to anybody new that shows up, but we have a ball and we work hard. And we, you know, anybody new that shows up, we're welcoming, encouraging, but it's just like the group of people, I get chills, because they are really, like, really supportive of me. But it's more than just, it's not about me. It's about the community of people, like Excel Fit. I don't even like to call it Excel Fit with Molly anymore, because it's not that. It's Excel Fit. Like, the pictures I post, I want to do a new photo session, because I have older photo sessions in the past were just of me. And I have one really good one with groups of people that I work out with, but I want to do another one, because it's about the community that we created. And I'm just so proud of it. It's awesome.
You should be, because it's everything. Like, every time I see a photo posted, I'm like, yes, like, it excites me. Because there is something about community and the necessity and the importance of it. Do you have one client story in particular that comes to mind, or somebody that you've worked with over the years that it still touches your heart to this day?
A few of them, but one in particular that comes to my mind is, back in Ohio, I worked with a teenage girl who was very overweight, very unhealthy, and just zero confidence, very timid. And I helped her lose over 50 pounds. And it was just really cool to watch her transformation, because she went from being, I would say she was depressed, just not confident at all, not comfortable in her own skin, to being this like flower that was like blossoming. And I got to watch her grow and just start dating. She was in high school, like I said. She had a boyfriend, and then, you know, she's going to the prom, and just watching all these cool milestones that she was hitting, and like things that she was doing outside of her comfort zone that she would have never done if she hadn't gained the confidence. And so that was really rewarding to me, because, I mean, she was fantastic to watch morph into this. She's like a butterfly. And then went off to college, and that was really cool. That was like right before I moved, I worked with her, and we worked together for like a year and a half, and it was awesome. So that was one that comes to my mind first. But right now I'm working with several people that are just ready to make that change and like ready to work hard and are sick of feeling sick and tired. You know, you've heard that before, but like, just, you know, when you hit that, you meet that client that you were like, okay, this is like awesome. And I have several of them right now that are just working so hard and I'm seeing changes like early on because they are ready to like do the things when I'm not with them, eat the correct foods and, you know, hydrate their bodies and sleep well and work hard when I'm not seeing them. And then when they come to the sessions, they're ready to roll. And it's like, it's just awesome. So I would say that right now I'm in a good position. Like, I just feel really good about what's happening because it's really fun. It's really rewarding, as you know, to work with people that are, that want to push hard and ready to make a change. And, you know, you have those clients that come and you still know they're getting benefits, but they don't completely change. But then when you get those clients that are really ready for that, it's like transformative. It's awesome. So
you said something very key, and it's the truth. You talked about being ready. There's a readiness factor because there's a lot of people that say they want to change, but they're not willing to do the work to get there. And a lot of that comes from, to me, until it clicks in their head and their heart, until those two things line up where it's like, no, I'm really ready to do it. They kind of dance around it and they might dip their toe in the water by like coming to class, you know, that kind of thing, or maybe get on a program, but they're not really in. But when you find those people that are ready and they're in, there's like an energy with that.
Yeah, I agree. And it's like you vibe off their energy. So it's like, whatever you want, I'm here for you. Like, you want to text me at midnight? Well, I might not answer at midnight, but if you want to text me all throughout the day, tell me what you're eating when you just finished a workout. If you've got questions, all in, let me know. And so it's so fun for me. And like, it's a new energy when you have this group, you know, when you're working with people that are all in.
Yeah. There's just something about it. And with that said, where can people find you? So if they want to work with you, Molly, how do they find you?
Well, my website is excelfitwithmolly.com, but I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. I'm in Fort Mill, but I rent out a dance studio. It's Center Stage Dance Studio in Tiga K, but I'm here. I've got a banner out here. You can see me from the road a little bit, but, just shoot me an email, excelfitwithmolly@gmail.com, or check out my website. I'm along Gold Hill Road, so I don't know how far that is for you, Seal, but I need you to come on back and take a class. What is it, like 25 minutes from where you live?
It's 25 minutes. I told you I would do that, and I will definitely be at one of your classes in the future, no doubt. Yeah. I miss it. Like, I was coming pretty regularly for a while.
Well, again, I vibe off of your energy. So like, I'm like, oh my God, Seal's here. It's going to take it up another notch.
Because you said one key word, and this is why we vibe the same. You said fun, and it's 100% that. Like, yeah. I mean, just total fun.
I would say yes. And when I was talking earlier about my hobbies and kind of fumbling through my words in the beginning, now that I feel a little warmed up here, my hobby of being a foodie, I guess that's not really a hobby, but that's like one of my loves in life is awesome food and wine. And so I do these retreats every year, at least one, sometimes two a year. And they're just within, from the Charlotte area, I try to choose something that's like 4 to 5 hours away, sometimes even closer. But the retreats are awesome because it's not only a chance for people to come and connect with others. And we do, I feel like I create the retreats on all things that I love. Like, I like to be fit and active, but I also love good food, laughter, like workshops that are mind body workshops. We go hiking if we're in the mountains, we do beach boot camp if we're on the beach, but it's again, the fun and laughter and silliness. Like, I'm a silly person. So I feel like I bring that all to the retreat. And so it's all things I love in one long weekend. So we're about to go to Boone and do a retreat in October there. And then I'm looking at another one for next, for next spring and fall. So yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of my job is doing these retreats.
That's so much fun. And if you are interested in joining Molly for her retreat, make sure you go to her website and send her an email or a direct message through IG or Facebook. Because I have no doubts, like, you have a blast.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Even if it's like some lip syncing contests or, you know, we do like workshops on, like last year we did a dream board workshop, which I had actually never done myself. And doing it in a workshop, you know, forces you to sit down and spend that time on yourself and reflect on, where do I want to go from here? What do I want to do within the next 5 years? And then putting it on a poster board and making it visual so that you can see it and you can visualize it every day. It was really cool. So stuff like that.
Yeah, I love it. And that's, to me, that's like, that's overall wellness. It's not just, you know, about, like you said, about doing the physical. It's also about like tapping into the person that you are and the wellness and the whole, in your whole being.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And then you're coming to be amazing.
I can't wait. Honest to God, when I first was like really learning about it, I was like, oh my gosh, like this could be such an incredible time. And I have so many people that I work with that could, if they were brave enough to jump up on that stage and do it, I would just be so proud of them. And I'm very much looking forward to that weekend.
Yes, we're going to have a blast. I'm so stoked that you're coming and some of your crew is coming and we're just going to have an incredible time. So I had to throw that in there because I truly am excited. And we're all about fun. So it's going to be nothing but like
dance party after. I believe I saw that. I'm in.
Yeah. Dance party after. And we have the Men in Bras runway show happening. Oh, so
that's just, so fun.
It is.
I love it.
It's just going to be a blast. Well, so let's go back and talk about your absolute favorite workout.
Okay. Ooh. Well, you know, I love dancing, as I mentioned before. So anything rhythmic is my favorite kind of workout, but I would have to say all time is my kickboxing class. I just love it. It's got sound effects mixed in and it's super energizing and motivating and rhythmic, like I said. So it's got all the things I love and it's physically challenging. So gets that heart rate pumping, sweat dripping, and it's fun. It's
yeah. Really fun. I all of your classes, it's hard to say like which one would be my favorite because I love all of them. What is
kickboxing class though?
Yes. I think I've taken one of everything that you've taught. Like I would just see you on the schedule and it didn't matter what it was, I'd come take it.
Love it. Well, thanks, Seal.
Yeah.
Thanks for finding me.
Well, now again, you're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
And I have a handful of those. And so you're like at the top of my list. So I can't wait to come back and take
it
class
means a
again.
Lot to do that from you because, like I said, when I first met you, I was like, oh, who's this girl? And then, yeah, I've been in the fitness game now a long time and I feel like very much more confident. And I feel like, wow, you know, I can bring it. I can still bring it. I love it. And I know that it's my passion and it's like what I'm good at. So I'm no longer like, oh, I don't know if I can get on the stage in front of people. Like I know I can bring it.
I love that. And that's the authenticity of who you are. Like that's what comes through. So whether you're teaching a class or whether we're on the podcast or whether you're walk and talk with, it's just the realness of who you are. And that definitely shines through. And that's what I think draws people is that, you know, authenticity.
Thank you. I try my best. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's evident. I see it. What, so do you have a favorite song on your playlist right now? Or do you have a quote that you lean into for motivation?
Well, this is fun for me because I love music, as I've said. And, I don't know if you've seen this show on Netflix. It's called This Is Pop.
No.
And anyway, the first episode talks about Boys to Men. And I was like, ooh, love Boys to Men. All in. You got to watch it. It's really good. Second episode talks about auto-tune. It's also really good. Third episode talks about all the like 90s artists that came out of Sweden. And they were talking about Roxette. So I don't know if you know, remember Roxette?
Mm-mm.
He's got the look.
Oh, anyway, yes.
Yeah. And I have a horrible voice. So I'm glad you could recognize me. Anyway, I'm jamming up some Roxette, the look these days, but also for workout, Seal, if you don't know this song, you are gonna die. This song is so good. Original Dawn, it's called Original Dawn by Major Lazer and the Party Squad. This song gets me fired up.
All right, y'all gotta go listen to it.
Yeah, mostly like, you know, 90s hip hop, maybe like mixed to like mix it up a little bit, like remixed or something. Love that for workouts. But the Original Dawn by Major Lazer and the Party Squad. Okay. Get that on your playlist. You're going to be like, let's go.
I tell you what, I'm going to find that and make sure I put it on there. And when I listen to it, I'll shoot you a message.
Please do. You're going to be amped. You're going to be so pumped.
Yeah. Music is everything. Like, it's everything for a workout. And I get stuck in a groove. I don't know if this happens to you, but I'll get stuck in a groove for a while with like certain songs that have to be on there, because that's what will get me like fired up.
I know. And it's cheesy to say, but Lil Jon, he can fire me up too.
Yeah.
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Love him as well. Awesome. Nover, it's a super inappropriate song, but gosh, that'll get me going.
Sometimes I think the more inappropriate it is.
It is. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yep. It's time to work. Oh, and then you said quotes. Okay. Two quotes that really resonate with me right now is one by Oprah: the world is reflecting the energy you're putting out. I love that because, like I said, you vibe off of people's energy. And when they're, you know, not pumped, you don't have to be pumped up all the time, but you know, negative or whatever, you vibe off that. So surrounding yourself with people that lift you up I think that is a quote, but I love that one too. Just because I feel like right now in this time period in my life, I am surrounded by so many positive, hardworking women, including my husband, that just, I don't know, they definitely motivate me to be a better person. So, putting out good energy is really a big thing to me. So I love that quote by Oprah. And another one, this is so true, Henry Ford: whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Because it's like mindset. Like, if you get in your head, and I did this all in my 20s and 30s, like, I can't do this, I'm too dumb. And then when I said that to myself, I would be dumb. I would not be able to complete or be myself or truly work to my fullest potential because I was in my head telling myself that. But if you're telling yourself positive, you can do this, you're smart enough, you're good enough, you deserve this, you know, it's totally true. You totally can psych yourself up or psych yourself out. It's mindset.
That's everything. It all, like we talked about readiness for change, it starts with that, you know, like you can do whatever you put your mind to. And there's so much truth in that. Well, since we're on this topic, you know, kind of talking about motivation and inspiration, is there anything else on your heart that you want to share with those that are listening?
I would just say, I feel like I've met so many people that are just so down on themselves and so intimidated to get started or don't know where to start. Don't have the motivation to take care of their health. And I would just say, like, just a baby step, just reach out to whether it's, like I said before, a professional or a friend who takes care of their health or somebody who, you know, is motivated in their life. Reach out and just take a first step, because there are so many people out there that are just like you, that are not like you, Seal, but like so many people that are just don't feel good about themselves or are depressed, anxious, whatever it might be. And if you just take that small step and then go from there, like, don't take a big leap, take a small step. And I think you'll find like things just start happening, like positive changes start happening. Even if you just go for that walk, and then next thing you know, oh, I can walk a little further. Oh, I can add in some push-ups or, you know, whatever it might be, but just take that first step. And if you need someone, need finding a community that is welcoming and supportive and inspiring, that will lift you up, that is key. Finding that group of people, whether they're friends, whether it's a workout group, just finding one person that would help you stick to your you know, to changing your life, just finding, just taking that little step. I would say that.
Well, I think that's awesome. And I resonate with every word that you've said today. And, you know, finding your fit and finding the community where you, that you vibe with, like finding that tribe. Yeah. And, you know, just like you have done such an incredible job of that, in your community. And I have no doubts that it's going to continue to grow.
Thanks.
And you. Yeah, it's freaking awesome.
I just thought of something else. It's like, back in Ohio, I had a couple clients that were in their late 70s, you know, and they thought it was, well, they didn't think it was too late, but like, for many years, they didn't take care of their health. And then they're like, I'm going to fall. I'm losing my balance. I can't pick things up off the floor. And it's like, it's never too late to start. Like, no matter where you are, you can start again. You can grow. You can get stronger. It's never too late. So right now I have some clients that come to class that are in their 60s and just killing it. But I also have some personal training clients that are in their 60s as well, that are just coming back after a long hiatus, and they're building back their strength and their balance. And they're now able to tie their shoe without falling over or pick things up off the ground without losing their balance. I mean, it's really, it's never too late. And just little things that you don't even think about, you can improve on by strength training, by being, you know, physically fit. You can improve your everyday lifestyle habits, your everyday activities of living will improve if you just take that first step and reach out and just work on getting stronger and healthier and happier.
Yes, because that's bottom line. That's what it makes you.
I didn't feel good about myself in my 20s, and I have completely, like, it's completely changed.
That's awesome. And I love that. It's not too late. You can start at any point in any time, and you can, even if you've started and you've quit, don't sweat it. Like, you can start again.
You can start again over and over again. You can screw up and start again as many times as you need to.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love this. This has been such great conversation with you.
Thanks, Theo. I loved it too.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I was like, oh gosh, a podcast. Who wants to hear what I have to say? But now that we're chatting, you know, this has been a very valuable conversation, I feel like.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've had a lot of people get nervous before they come on, and I'm like, look, it's just a conversation, and there's somebody out there that needs to hear what you have to say, because there's something that you have to give that somebody that's listening needs. And so this to me was, you know, no brainer to have you on and to like share who you are. And I didn't even know half of your story. I just knew that there's a reason why you have a spark, and there's a reason why you have this vibe that draws people in. And so to me, that's important to share. So that's what it's about.
Thank you. I got some of that from my dad, who has a huge love for music and dance. He used to dance his butt off, and energy. He loved to work out before he got sick. So I think that he gave me these talents, and I love sharing them and that's growing.
Awesome. That's awesome. And that's like the sweetness in the middle of like challenge and the things that you have those, that you can look back and look at things that you're in your life now that, that he shared with you when he was healthy. That's so cool. Yeah. So cool.
And well, thank you for food.
And I love for food.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food? Like, what's your favorite thing?
Ooh. Geez, I don't know. My dad owned a seafood market for a while. So this might, if you don't love seafood, I'm sorry, but I do love all things like lobster and shrimp and scallops. I love all things seafood. So I'd say that's my favorite kind of food.
And then you love wine.
I do. Well, I don't love the way it makes me feel. So I limit it now, but I do love like a great meal and a glass of wine. Stop it. Delicious.
Like pairing it, like it's the perfect. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on today. This was super fun.
Thanks for having me. And I'm really looking forward to the Be Amazing weekend. So thanks for inviting me, Seal.
Yeah, me too. And what I think is going to be fun is I plan on doing, and I'm saying this now so everybody hear this loud and clear, I'm going to do the showcase too, because I think it will be just super fun. And I think us being backstage together.
Oh, yeah.
Having a party.
We can do a little dance before we get on.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to make it a party. So come join us.
Absolutely. It'll be
nonstop that entire weekend.
That sounds awesome.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Seal. Talk soon.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.